Why is asbestos a current issue in causation? Asbestos was widely used in a range of manufacturing and construction industries throughout the first half of the 20th century. The fact that inhaling asbestos dust could cause serious and often fatal disease began to be accepted gradually in the 1930s, and by the early 1960s, employers were strictly regulated in the use of asbestos. Many workers who were exposed to asbestos at a time when the risks were known and therefore foreseeable began, late in life, to develop asbestos-related illness. The early 21st century has seen a growing number of legal claims against former employers which were important to victims and their families, but also carried with them huge implications for the British insurance industry. In Fairchild and Glenavon Funeral Services in 2002, the House of Lords had to deal with a complex causation issue which arose in a number of asbestos compensation claims. The claimants were suffering from a cancer caused by asbestos dust. It is not known scientifically whether the disease is initiated by one fibre of asbestos or by many, or exactly how the cumulative development of the disease occurs. The causation problem arose because the claimants had negligently been exposed to asbestos while working for several different employers, some of whom had gone out of business and who could not now be sued. It was impossible to establish which exposure had caused their current disease. Applying the but-for test, the Court of Appeal had rejected all three claims. The House of Lords, however, took a novel and controversial approach to causation. It unanimously allowed the appeals by the claimants, thereby permitting them to proceed against any or all of the employers who had exposed them to the asbestos. This would be an example of what was described as joint and several liability.